how not to do it again, but on a pro rata basis. So much that we could say on the pro rata basis that all the heretofore shuvim was wrong, or on a 50-50 basis. Now, according to the first nusche in the Reich, that even that there is no distinction, that there is no distinction between a mikveh that is fully show and the mikveh that is muti show, or a mikveh that just has gimurugim show. In other words, in all situations, the way to kasha a mikveh show is by drawing out muluyevet. That's all. By drawing out muluyevet. Now the question arises, now, if you have, so according to the first nusra in the Rebbe, so if you have a beya shu mori mayushum, so then, shu beya shu mori mayushum, and then it starts to rain. It has 40 social, and then it starts to rain, and let's say, and then a 60 salt falls in. Any shot. So how can you kasha that mikveh without an amazamai? So you simply, according to the first Yisrael derived, you can cut the entire that mikveh by simply drawing out 40 salt from this mikveh that now has 100 salt. 100 salt. But the question is this, when you, at random, indiscriminately, you just draw out, you draw out 40 soul out of the mikveh that has now 100 soul. So, can you be sure that the 40 soul you draw out happen to represent those drops of shuvim that were there before 60 soul went in? If you say, if you are going to consider it from the from a pro-rata point of view, so then you have to say that only 4/10 of the 40 salt that you draw out, in only 4/10 of the 40 salt that you draw out happen to represent the original shuvim, and the rest of the original shuvim still remains in the mikveh. So how can you be machshir a mikveh? How can you be machshir a mikveh? So we have to say, according to the first nusche of the Raivet, that inasmuch as the halacha of tichanasas nevele is based upon nefile, and it's not based upon mere gamili. So that means that what is shown, only that water that was there at the time of the nefilah, but the water that comes in after that, the elishon that comes in, the 60 soul that drained in after that, does not become shown. Now, so since, as I said, I mean, we will start to learn it ways, that there is no bitul bikarka. But even though there is no bitul bikarka, but as long as the water is there, so it doesn't have any existence, any identity. No tipe in the mayim shel bikarka has any identity of its own. It only exists as part and parcel of a big mass of water, but it doesn't have its own identity. So bitul there isn't. But it's still, as long as it's there in the mind shabikata, so it does not have its own existence. So in Mele, since only the original quantity of water that was there becomes shown, and the additional water, the additional 60 salt, does not become shown, and since you couldn't identify the original 40 saw that was there before the 60 additional saw went in, you can't identify. So the Mele, it doesn't exist. They do not exist separately. So the 40 soul exists as part and parcel of a big mass of water of hundreds. So the Mele, true, we say, Chtichanas is the Mele, but we do not attach Chtichanas is the Mele to any specific drops of water, because there are no specific drops of water. Because when Mayim Shebekarka exist, they do not exist as individual drops. There is no such thing as individual drops. It's a big mass of water. Now, but what he showed, only 40 saw of that mass of 100 saw, he showed. The other 60 saw is not shown. And since if it had been possible to identify and distinguish the 40 saw that were originally there from the 60 saw that rained in later, so then we would say that the Chtichanasas Nevele attaches to the 40 saw. But they do not have an identity of their own. So the 40 saw exists only as part and parcel of a mass of 100 saw. So, but we do not apply the din of Chtichanasas Nevele to all the 100 saw. But we apply the Chtichanasas Nevele only to 40 saw. So our pidin, we apply the Chtichanasas Nevele to a 40 saw that is unspecified. Not to a specific 40 saw, but to an enemy suyem. To a 40 saw that is enemy suyem. To a 40 saw in the enemy suyem. And the same thing is true, let's say, in the case of Mishnah. In the case of Mishnah. In other words, you had Chof saw. Make sure. Then you don't think Gimelugim Mayim Shuvim. So that converted all the Chofsaw that was there at the time of the filling to Shuvim. So now we have 20 saw plus Gimelugim Shuvim. Then, half an hour later, it starts to pour, and another 20 saw rains in. So altogether we have in the mikveh 40 saw plus Gimelugim. So we say that what is Shovapadim? 20 saw plus Gimelugim show. And 20 saw is any show. Is any show. But since the 20 saw plus Gimelugim that are shown have no identity of their own, and they exist as part and parcel of a mass of 40 saw plus Gimelugim, so mainly when we do attach, when we do apply the concept of Tichanasis Nevele to 20 saw plus, to the 20 saw, I mean the Gimelugim, so we don't have to resort to Chtichanas Nevele, it was original show. So when we do apply the concept of Chtichanas Nevele to 20 saw, we cannot apply it to a Chofso Misuyomim, because there is no Chofso Misuyomim, because the Chofso that were there originally are not distinguishable in their identity from the Chofso that reigned in, because we only have a mess of 40 saw plus Gimelugim. And you cannot identify these drops from those drops. I mean, who knows which are the drops? The Rebbeinu Shel knows. Otherwise, no human being can even tell which drops represent the original Chof saw of Mayim Shuvim, and which drops represent the new drops that rained in afterwards. So Mele, and we only apply the concept of Tichanasis Nevele Ligabe, the 20 saw that were there at the time of Nevele. We do not apply the concept of Tichanasis Nevele Ligabe, the 20 saw that trained in. So Mele, so what's that result? That to the extent of Chof saw plus Gimelugim, it is shown. Which Chof saw? So it's not, we don't know. But objectively, it's the Chofso X. Since they do not have any identity of their own, so Al-Pidin, it's Chofso. So the Chofso Eino Misyonim Ashov. Chofso Eino Misyonim Ashov. So the Mele, by drawing out Chofso plus, so it doesn't make any difference whether you happen to draw out Dafke the drops that were there when the Gimelugim fell in, or you happen to draw out the drops of the additional chopsa, the 20. It doesn't make any difference because the chtichanas is nevela attached not to chopsa misyomim, but to chopsa not misyomim. So nevela, by drawing out any chopsa, it doesn't make any difference which chopsa it is. So you are machshir mikveh. Because only a chopsa is ishov. Chopsa plus gimel lugim ishov. So by drawing out chopsa plus, so mele not in ishov, not in one drop ishov. Because al pidin it attaches to chopsa in mizyon. And in the case of the third mishneh, where it was fully ishov, it had memso shuvim. So then when the amon, when the water from the Amor runs through it and becomes commingled, so that water does not become shol. So Mimele, according to the first nusra of the Raivet, so it can be machshoet. What does it mean? Actually, is chashiv shom mishtayim nevushenim shloish shomodim. As long if let's say by allowing the water from the Amor to run through the bay, so we'll wash out 40 saw, so the mikveh will become kosher. But that 40 saw certainly does not represent all the drops of the shuvim that were there before you flushed the water of the amo through the water of the bayah. It doesn't make any difference. Since mayim in bikarke do not have any identity of their own as individual drops, but they only exist as part and parcel of a large mass of water. So Mimele, when we do it, when it was show, so that means that only 40 soul is show. 40 soul is show. And once we draw out 40 soul from the bear, so then it becomes stone. So it becomes stone. That's according to the first new spell, right? Now, according to the second Nusra Dreivet, so then, there is a difference between a case where it's Mihutishov, a case where it's Mihutishov, and a case where it is Kulishov. Where it's a case where it's Kulishov. If it was Kulishov or Rubishov, So then, we have to draw out as much water that we could say, even though it's not conclusive. Certainly, the cheshbon of a 50-50 basis is certainly not conclusive. But even the cheshbon that is based upon a pravata basis is not conclusive either. It would be conclusive if there would be perfect redistribution of the water. If there would be a perfect redistribution of water, of an even redistribution of water, then you could be sure that all the original Mayim Shuvim came out of it. But, as I said, I mean, that was Muchach from the first Mishnah in Kroes, that you see from the Rishenim, that Rishenim saying that it's a Sofik when he's Madia the Kiker in the Megabo, so then there is a Sofik, maybe it's the original Tikkun. So the question is, maybe yes, maybe not. So the question is, if yes bile, so what? So then it's not a Sofik. So there is part, a fraction of that Tipe. In every Tipe there is a fraction of the original Tipe. The answer is, yes bile does not mean that if you drop, let's say, a glass of water, so in a pool, in a large pool of water, that immediately there will be an even redistribution of water. I mean, that's contrary to the Metzias. So when we do say Yesh Bile, so that is, if you stir, let's say, if something falls in into a pot, and then you stir the water, so then there is an even redistribution. But if you don't stir, if there is no new, there couldn't be an even redistribution. Of course, it's true that in water where you have waves, so gradually it becomes redistributed evenly, gradually. But it doesn't take place in one moment. So, in Mele, even according to the first question writing, So we certainly couldn't be sure that if you suppose in this case where the bale is more mayim shub in 40 so, and then there is an amo that the water from the amo 120 so runs through the bale, and then it washes outside the bale 80 so. So according to the second washing, in the second use of the Raibet, so we attribute 50% of the 80 saw that it washed out to the water of the bay, and 50% of the water that it washed out, we attribute to the Bayam. So if 80 saw is washed out as a result of flushing the water of the Amo through the May Bay, so 40 out of the 80 saw that is washed outside, that is flushed outside, so that is attributed to the bayah, and 40 is attributed to the mayam. So then the bayah will become kosher. So can you be sure, can you say with certainty that obviously beyond the shadow of a doubt, so the 40 the 40 saw of the bayah was emptied out, the original 40 saw, but you still see water in the bayah. So the water that you see left in the bayah, that's other water, that water came from the Am. I mean, can you be sure? There is a possibility sometimes it can happen. It all depends the force with which the mayamo runs through the bayah. I mean, it depends upon so many factors. I mean, how can anyone be sure that on the basis of a 50-50 calculation that if 40 saw is washed outside, that all the 40 saw that was originally in the bay is out, and the water that is now in the bay, there's the new water from down. How can anyone be sure? The answer is, the Rebbe doesn't mean, I mean, it would be ridiculous for the Rebbe to say that we... Be, that it is certainly that all the 40 saw certainly was taken out, the original 40 saw mayim shuvim that was in the bayah was taken out, and the water that is now in the bayah is new water that came from the mayam. But since there is a possibility that this has happened, so the mele that Akonis Chachomim was that you can be mitaya the mikveh dekho. You can be mitaya the mikveh dekho. So that was the Takonis Chachomim. Now, let's see the Rash on the third Mishnah. Ve'amon yichnes esrei, k'mo yichardo l'sholshom. Now, the Rash doesn't say anything on that, on the first step of the mission. But there is a Rash in the fourth, in the fifth period, I think. There he discusses it. Oh. Now turn to Perik Hay of Mikvois, Mishneh Beis. Now, so he says, the first big light, just beneath, the first big light, in the Rash, umihoditna, and the Rash, and perikei of mikvois mishne beit, umihoditna miyil bifirikimu, beyo shumori mayim shuri, the ho'amo nichnes esrei, viyotzo imenu, loikashi, viyikale meimah, בישאין אבוים סו ביאמו. דאמו היינה חרדה לשל קשור. So what is the Rash, what the Rash said before that? We don't have to go over the whole Rash. But the Rash said before that if you have mayim shuvi, if you have mayim shuvi, I mean that's the din, even if the mayim shuvi happens to be in the keila, but if you place mayim shuvim that is in the keli near a mikveh, So that the mayim in the keile, the mayim shuvim in the keile, come in contact with the mea mikveh, so the mea there is ashok. So the mayim in the keile become inishok. This is the chiddush that the Rash mentioned. So then he asked the kashe, umihod itnan liil, beyo shu mobi mayim shuvim, v'amo nechnesesle, v'yotzo imenu. So we have to flush out so much water that you'll be able to assume that the original Mayim Shuvim already came out from the bear. But otherwise, it's still possible. But the question is, since the Amas HaMayim, the water from the Amas HaMayim, comes in contact with the water of the bear, of the mikveh, so it runs through it, so it certainly comes in contact. So let, without flushing out on a pro rata basis or on a 50-50 basis, so the water in the bayer should become kosher on the basis of a shoke. Why do we have to work so hard and to wash out so many times so much water that we'll be able to figure out on a pro rata basis or on a 50-50 basis that all the original Mayim Shuvim came out without drawing out any Mayim Shuvim? All the Mayim Shuvim should become any show by virtue of the fact that the water of the Amo, that is any show, came in contact with that, so it's Ashoke. So Ashoke is applied. This is the Kashi. So he says, Lo Kashi, the Ikeli Meibah, Bishayin Avoyim So Bi Amo. The Amo Hayachar Leshal Kshomi. It doesn't mean Bishayin Avoyim So, so he says, the Amo Hanechavah Shal Kshomim, not Mayon. Because if it would be Mayon, so most Rishayim say that even since Mayon is Mitayah B'Kholshu, so the Gabi Ashoke, even a Kholshu of a Mayon, if the water of a Kholshu of a Mayon come in contact with a Mikveh that he showed, so then the four Mikveh that he showed becomes kosher, becomes Toya through Ashoke. Because a Mayon even a Kholshu has a Chalisha Mikveh. Masha'inke, a mikveh, if it doesn't have them so, it doesn't have a chalisha mikveh. So in order to be mitayat to Ashoke, the mikveh must have them so. If it doesn't have them so it cannot be mitayat to Ashoke. So in other words, in regard to the kashe of the Rash, why does the Mishnah have to say that we have to wash out so much water that on the probate basis we could say, and for that basis, on a 50-50 basis, we could say that all the heretofore shuvim came out simply by the mea amo coming, running through the mea beir. So that means, so all the mea beir should become toyer through Ashoke, should become any show through Ashoke. So he says, we are dealing here with the case where the mea amo does not have memso. Does not have them. So I mentioned examples, 120 so. I mentioned these examples, but according to the Rash, this Mishnah has reference to a case where the Mei Amo has less than them so. Because if the Mei Amo would have them so, then the Mei would become any show immediately by a shock. Now, the Marit Israel come that Rash. So in this Rash we see a very big chiddush. We know that Zeichlin is not entirely only Mayim Zeichlin. Now this Meyo Amo, it's not Mei Mayon, so it's Mei Mikveh, but it runs through the Beya, so it's Zeichlin. So it is Zeichlin. It runs through the Beya, so and it washes out the water of the Beya. So this Mei Amo doesn't remain confined in Amo. It runs, it goes out the borders of the Amo and it runs through the Beir and then it passes beyond the borders of the Beir. So it's Zeichlin. Now Zeichlin is Mei Mikveh, we are not dealing with Imayon, because Imayon would affect Ashoke even if it's less than Emson. So it's a mikveh. And it's Zeichlin. So mikveh is not mitayah b'zeichlin. So the Marit is masik on the Rash. And the Marit says that it can even be a reference to a Mayon that has Memso, that has much more than Memso. But then the kasha of the Rashi is, if it has Memso, why do we have to draw out so much water that we could assume that all the heretofore Mayim Shuvim came out just by a shoke, it should become Toher, the Be'er. So he says, just as Mei Mikveh is not entirely Zeichlin, so Zeichlin in the Mikveh cannot affect a shoke either. That's what the Marit says. So the Rashi is chilek. And the Rashi is that even though Zeichlin is cannot be, Zeichlin in Mikveh is not entire, but a shoke it can affect. Hashoke, it can affect. So that's a big chiddush. That's a big chiddush. I mean, if the Rash wasn't chilek, I mean, I would say, lifi asvore, that just as Mei Mikveh is not mitayah b'zeichlin, so Mei Mikveh couldn't affect Hashoke either. So you see that the Rash is chilek. The Halacha is only that you cannot be table in zeichlin. It's not mitayah b'zeichlin. But Hashoke can be affected by Zeichlin, even if it's Mimikveh, not Mimayon. If it's Mimayon, then everybody agrees that it can affect Hashoke. Every Mayon is Zeichlin. Every Mayon is Zeichlin. But the machlokes between the Rash and the Marit is in regard to the question as to whether Mimikveh that is not entirely Zeichlin, can it affect Hashoke or cannot affect Hashoke. So according to the Marit, it cannot affect Hashoke, and according to the Rash, it cannot affect Hashoke. All right, now. So, Rabbi Akiva Machsh, Shnayim Shel Matil and Mikiv, Zelu Gumachzo, Zelu Gumachzo, Hasechet et Ksuse, Umatom Kinesalbe, Amarem Natsalzo, Umatom Kinesalbe, Rabbi Akiva Machsh, Rachomen Paisley, Omar Rabbi Akiva, Loyom Gumatil and Lomati, Omuloi, Loikachu, Loikachomu, El Shenoflu, Leishleishalugim. I don't know whether we learned Rav on that mission. I don't remember. All right, so let's go over the Rav first. The Amon Echneses, Kigei Mikshomin, Sheboim Namadron, Vinichnosim, Hasechet Esksuse, Vamayim Shoyu Nivoim Beichshive Mayim Shuvim, Uchshu Sechton Lisechabeir, Heimboim Minkim Lisarabe, Shemikam Mikam Libeg, Vamare Minatzirzo, Klichere Sheisim Alpiv Safcho, Kimin Mirbo, it's in form of a net, Masi Reshes. Vamare Mimenu, Matil Amayim Kimisarbe, there are many holes, openings. So the water comes through many openings. Rabakim Machshir, Kosova, the Ein Gimulugi Mayim Shubim Paceless Amikve, Elo Inke Matilon Limikve, Mikli Echod, Umimokim Echod. Mashenki Mikzus Vitzarzo. So even though Ksus Vitzarzu, it's one beget, or Tzarzu is one kele, but it's a kele that has many holes. Many holes. So since it is Me'aret with many openings, even though it's the same kele. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't pass. But according to the Chachomim Paisley, the Sabre, Gimu Kelim Mitzdav. So Omer Rabbi Akiva lo matil lo matil lo matil lo matil ki lo shenze ki lo Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yisov di kli ha matil gimu lugi mayim lo mikve bitz ha mikve ma she inke if the gimu lugi come from three kele not only they come from one kele and furthermore even if it comes from one kele but if that one kele has many openings so it doesn't pass leave. Now, let's say, suppose, according to Rabbi Akiva, let's say, if you pour it into the mikveh, the gimu lugim, through a spray that has many, many openings, like in a shower, so then it wouldn't pass like according to Rabbi Akiva, even though it's really one kele. But since it comes from different kemes, through different openings, so it doesn't pass. So, omulei l'ikach, v'l'ikach omu, el shenof lo yishlo yudim, v'lo yishne michli echod, Oy Mikeli Har. Vein Aloche Gabaki. Then the next Mishnah Dalek. Mikli Echod Mishnai, Mishlei Shom Mitzdarfin. Umar Boi Mitzdarfin. Actually, the Gemara in Kmura says that there are three mandomas. There is Rabbi Akiva, there is the Rabbonon, and there is another Tanya. And so what, according to Rav Akiva, so it's only puzzles, it's from one king. According to one Tane, it can puzzle even from any king. And according to Rabbanon, that's the way it passes. So from one Kehle, if it comes from one Kehle, from two Kehle, from three Kehle, so it passes. But if it comes from four Kehle, it doesn't pass. So we pass that only if it comes from three Kehle, but if it comes from four Kehle now, umarbo in its time. So that's legami the psul of Gimel Ugim Shul. Now the Gemara, the Mishnah discusses something else. And there we also apply this rule, whether three kelim or four. Now there is aloche, Ezra was misake, that in Balkari is also a retail. Now that upon it became both, because it was only special liberty. But Ezra was misake, that in Balkari is also a retail. Now then, and then there is aloche, that's one of the Yitresdom. Then there is aloche, one of the chesdovo, that toyer shenofu al reishi val ube gimul logim ayim shuvim, he becomes posel echol mitum. So balkeri achiv. Now, so the takone of Ezra was that if someone is a balkeri and he's not a chile doesn't mean really sick. Chile means someone who is weak. It's difficult for him to go tefillah in the mikveh. So if he's Bobby and it's not difficult for him to go in the mikveh, so in order to be mutabin v'teire, he must immerse himself in the mikveh. But suppose he's a chayle, he's weak, it's difficult for him to immerse himself in the mikveh, so test tisho kabim, if he allows tisho kabim, mayim shuvim, to be poured over him, so he also becomes tov, if he's a chayle. So, and then we have Ligabe Vitoya, so Balker Yahir, Shinoflow of Tishokabu Mayim, Vitoya Shinoflow al Renshi, Val Rubi, Shle Shalubi Mayim Shubin. So the Alochi is, that's one of the Chesdobo, that he becomes Poslech of Bitrume. So over there, we also apply this criterion of Shle Shokeli more Forkeli. Of Shle Shokeli more Forkeli. So in other words, the criterion of Shleisha Kelim versus four Kelim has relevance in four separate yonim. Firstly, Gabe Gimulugi, that puzzles a mikveh. Secondly, Gabe Ibal Keri Chele, so in order to become Mutabi Vitera. So, only the Tisho Kabi Maim are poured on him, and are poured on him from one Kelim, or from two Kelim, or from three Kelim. But suppose someone will pour an Ibal Keri Chele, Tisho Kabi Mayim, from four Kelim, so then he doesn't become Toyo, he doesn't become Mutabi Vitera. And it also, Ligabi Toyo Shenoflau Reishival Rubish Lishlug Mayim Shugim. So the Takone of Zikli Misham and Zikli Misila was that he becomes Poslach Bitrumo, so only if the Shlishalugim were dropped on him from three Kelim. But if the Shleishalugi were dropped on the Toya from four Kelim, he doesn't become Poslach of Bitrumo. He doesn't become Poslach of Bitrumo. So, the Toya Shnofla, the Shvalu Mishnishlug Man Shubim, Michleach of Mishnai, Mishleisha Mitzdafi, Meaboi Mitzdafi. Now the Rab, Michleach of Mishnai, Shiru Milzai Rabboni, Teskam and Mai Motor Hale Shiach Nidon, also Teskam and Mai Toya, but we must destroy the Michleach of Mishnai, Base of Gimu Kelim, the Toya Shnofla, the Shvalu Mishnishlug Man Shubim, the baseless at home, Glamulam Perkam the Shabbos, Hanakimulugi mit base, or Kimukali mit starfi, Midala de mit starfi, Bamet for Namurim, his man she is Rilashani, actually Posakovish. Now that's different Kale, so only three, four Kale now. But suppose it's one Kale, like a shower, but it has many openings. So according to the Rabbanon, it doesn't matter how many openings. Not only if the water from the shower comes from three openings, even if it comes from 10 or from 20 openings, as long as it's one kele, so the mele, it can pass on the gimulugi, and if someone is a balkeri chele, and if he takes a shower of teskabi, so he also becomes mutabi the retail. But made from a moon this man, she is glashe in the actual posakalish. So when do we say that we base Ushleisha Kelim is mitzalfin? Only if the Gilu Kelim pour the water, if one pours the water from Gilu Kelim at the same time. What is it at the same time? As long as it's Yitzchla Sheni, actually Posak Rishay, so it's considered at the same time. Now here there is a question. Suppose the Gemara says, but if it's Yitzchla Sheni, after the Posak Rishay, in other words, first he poured out from one Kelim, one wood, he poured out and he put it down. Then he took another Kelim and he poured out another Kelim. Another look. And then he put it down. And then he took a third Kelim and he poured out a third look into the mikveh. So the mikveh does not become poor. Only if it's basachas. So if he starts pouring from the second Kelim before he puts down the first Kelim, so then then it's mitzvah. Otherwise it's not mitzvah. Now the shayla is, suppose he pours from one kele, but different pours. Let's say he fills up the kele with one look. Let's say the capacity of the kele is just one look, so he can't pour from one kele three lugim at once. So first he fills it up with one look of Mayim Shuvim, he pours it in the mikveh. Then he fills it up with another loop, the same kele, and he pours it in the mikveh. Then he fills it up with another loop, and he pours it in the mikveh. Is it mitzvah? So the Raivit says a chiddush in Bala Nefesh. The Raivit says, if it's from the same kele, then even if it's not in basachas, even basachase, when do we say that it has to be basachas only if it's poured from three kele? From two kele, from three kele. But if it's poured from the same kele, even though it's mazeh hazeh, so the Raivit says, then it passes. Rabbi Yehine is chelik. And Rabbi Yehine says that it doesn't make any difference. In other words, the halacha is that Gimel Lugim can only pass if it's basachas. But if it's not with basachas, then Gimel Lugim cannot pass even if it's from the same kele. Even if it's from the same kele. So Bamed Vora Murim is manchis, Vashi Nashul Potsakarish. ובאמת ואמורים בזמן של נסחבנו לרבייס, אבל נסחבנו לרבייס, אף ניפות את בכל השונו, מצטרפים משלוי שלוגי. So באמת ואמורים, ומבייסו שלוי שקירים מצטרפים בזמן של נסחבנו לרבייס, עמיק וכוי, שלו נסחבנו להיסיפ או לא, כדלהב למים. So, how does the rabbi that no explain? In other words, even let's say you pour in the Gimel Lugim in the course of a whole year, and every time you pour in 1/64th of the Lug. But you may, I didn't figure it out, so it would require a few hundred points. So it's mitzvah. So it's mitzvah. So what does it mean? Nischavim l'rabeis. Nischavim l'rabeis. So there's a machlekes reshayim. The two and Rabbi Yeruchem, they say in the Rabbi Batnor is not so clear. But the two and Rabbi Yeruchem, they say explicitly that the pshat nischavim l'rabeis means that, let's say, I make. A few hundred points, and every time I pour in only a quarter. But in the course of the year, so it adds up to shloisha lugim. But when I start pouring for the first time, I have the intention to make another few hundred points. So in other words, when he starts to pour water from the kele, at that time he already has an intention. Already has an intention to pour again and again and again until the Gimel Lugim. So since that is called Nischavim, since at the time when he pours for the first time, he has the kavanah to be mashal to Gimel Lugim, so it's mitzvah. even from 2 kilim and 3 kilim, even from 2 kilim and 3 kilim, not only from 1 kilim, because the according to the Rebbe, from 1 kilim, so then it's all the times, it doesn't have to be in Masachas. So it means even from 3 kilim, as long at the time when you poured for the first time, you had the kavone to pour again and again until you will mash to Yom Lugin, so then it's mitzvah. That's the pshat of the Torah and Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam is another pshat. The Rambam says that mischavim l'rabeis means that if his kavone is that the mitzvah should have more. That's called mischavim l'rabeis. So what is called not mischavim l'rabeis? Not mischavim l'rabeis might be one of two things. Either that he doesn't even intend to pour into the mikveh. Let's say he just drinks the water, but as he drinks from the kerile, the water, so unintentionally water falls into the mikveh. Or even if he's mischaving, but he's mischaving because not because he wants the mikveh to have more water, but let's say he wants to pour in something in the glass, and the glass has some water. So he wants to get rid of that water. He stands near the mikveh. So he decides he'll pour the water in the glass into the mikveh. But his kavanah is not that the mikveh should have more water. So that's called lo mischavim. But if his kavanah is that the mikveh, he pours it in because he wants that the mikveh should have more water, that's called mischavim. So even if he pours it in the meshach of Kol HaShono, if you look in, so it becomes possible. Now, what is the pshat of the Rambam in Ore? He doesn't say explicitly. So he says, "V'amidu amur in the beit u'shlishikim mistarfu bizman shel nischavim l'rabbis amikve koi shel nischavim l'heisipolot kidei lahar beis b'mayim." So he says, "Shall we have the ease of kidei laharb in the mind?" It's much more like the Rambam's pshat, not like the Torah. After the quoted shiur muet echod misalet misamer dalet 164. All right, we'll finish it here because if we're going to go over the Rash, the second day involves another time. All right, now, so next time, so we'll go over the Rash and the Rambam and the Rosh. All the Mishnes, and we should start L'chol HaKoches, the first Mishnah in Perek Revi. But in order to understand the first Mishnah in Perek Revi, you must go over thoroughly. I mean, you should have done it some time ago. The Gemara after Zion and Shabbos. The Gemara is after Shabbos. We can't understand without the Gemara, it's impossible. Now here, there is a very strange Pirush HaMishnah, the first Mishnah. We are not going beyond the first Mishnah in the fourth period. But the first Mishnah is a very difficult Mishnah. And especially the Pirush HaMishnah, and then Kapach has a different Girsah in the Pirush HaMishnah. So according to Kapach's Girsah, so the Ram the Pirush HaMishnah is not it. So, the Rash, Mishnah Gimel. והעם הנכנס סלייק נחר ושב שום רבקי במחשי הפרסולד ומשרי שסלוגים מהם שוב עם פייסנס המקווה אלם כי מתאים למקווה מפליחו וממוק עם אחד למות אקסוס מצארצו וחכום עם פייסן וכסב רבקים וכאילו מצטר ויהן הרבונו ניסי מחיילו ניסי כמה לתמות דובה בשניים ושלוש עוקבים עם פייסל סמיקרה, וארבעה וחמישה עוקבים עם פייסל סמיקרה. So in this Mishnah we just have two mandomas, two shittas. The shita of Rabbi Akiva, that is the biggest vehicle, in other words, that it can only pass, a Gimel Lugin can only pass if it comes from one kli. Furthermore, even if it comes from one kli, but if it comes, let's say, from a spray, like a shower, so it has many openings, so it doesn't become possible according to Rabbi Akiva. He's the biggest maker. And then we have the Rabbon here, which is really the Shita of Yisr Mechemi. Yisr Mechemi. So it can pass even if it comes from 3 kelim, but from 4 kelim not. And then there is a third mandala that the Mishnah doesn't discuss. V'ike Rabbon lo'osom, the Amra afilu ba'abo b'chamisho kelim b'chamisho kelim b'chamisho kelim. He's the biggest machin. The third man, that this Mishnah doesn't mention. We hold it down also in the mind of Shimon Ben Zamik of Cheshm, before it's the Cheshm came. We is in the Chenil, have a mozal asuya, must listen to Hoch, the Lim de Rabonim, and we need only asuya price in the Shizoka Boshim Atan. Because the price mentions the name of the Tan, even though it's the Rabonim of this Mishnah, they
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.